The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The continuing high cost of groceries despite a general decline in inflation is being addressed at a meeting of managers of retail outlets today. Representatives of large supermarket chains, smaller shops and the grocery industry are due to attend the meeting of the Retail Forum at the Department of Enterprise later today. The government has convened the meeting to urge retailers to cut prices. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
This afternoon's meeting comes at a time when grocery price inflation far exceeds the general inflation rate. That is down to around 6% and expected to drop further. But food inflation is close to 13% according to the CSO and over 16.6% according to consultants Kantar. To explain why, leaders from all the main supermarkets have been invited to the Retail Forum. There they will hear the government urge them to do whatever is needed to cut prices. The Taoiseach said in the Dáil yesterday the government wants retailers to pass on savings they make as their costs drop. Retailers are expected to say, however, that their costs are still high, price cuts will come when possible, and that fierce competition in the Irish grocery market will always lead to downward pressure on the cost of groceries.
Lawyers of the former US President Donald Trump are preparing an appeal against their client's conviction in a court in New York yesterday. The jury has found that Mr. Trump sexually abused the magazine writer E. Jean Carroll and defamed her by lying about it. The jury rejected an allegation of rape made against Mr. Trump. After deliberating for less than 3 hours at the end of a two-week civil trial, the jury awarded Ms. Carroll $5 million in damages. Ms. Carroll said the verdict was a victory for every woman who had suffered because she was not believed. Mr. Trump described the verdict as a disgrace. The first baby with DNA from three people has been born in the UK after a special IVF procedure. The aim of the pioneering technique is to prevent children being born with mitochondrial diseases, which can be incurable and fatal. Symptoms usually start in childhood and vary in severity, but may include seizures, learning disabilities, deafness and blindness. A campaign to improve a section of the A5 Dublin-Donegal Road is being stepped up. A public meeting was held in Omagh in County Tyrone last night to lobby for the upgrade, which has been delayed by legal challenges. The meeting heard that dozens of people had died on the road in the past 16 years. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
The A5 is the main transport link between Dublin and Donegal and is one of Northern Ireland's busiest roads. It's also regarded as one of its most dangerous. In 2007, the Stormont Assembly approved a huge scheme to improve it by upgrading the entire 58-mile-long road to a dual carriageway between Auchnacloy in County Tyrone and new buildings in County Derry. But work has still not started due to repeated legal challenges by a protest group. In the 16 years since approval was granted, 47 people have been killed on the road, including three members of the same family who died when a minibus collided with a lorry 2 weeks ago. A delayed public inquiry into planning issues is due to resume in Omagh on Monday, and a public meeting was held in the town last night to garner support. Campaigner says vital that the long-promised upgrade is completed as soon as possible to reduce the possibility of further deaths. All of the main political parties of Stormont back the plan.
Ireland has failed to qualify for the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest for the fifth year in a row. The Irish entry We Are One, sung by Wild Youth, was among five acts eliminated in a semi-final in Liverpool last night. For the first time in the contest's history, people from outside competing countries were allowed to vote for their favourite act. Viewers' votes alone, and not those of judges, decided which country would progress to the final. The RT broadcaster Marty Whelan commentated on the result as the announcement was made of the final act to get through.
Six acts left. Only one will be returning on Saturday.
And I'm thinking,
act
Ireland,
tonight,
could we
to the final,
be the one? Could we be number 10? Could we?
Is it possible that we are?
No way!
It isn't.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Today there will be sunny spells and frequent and prolonged showers. Some showers will turn heavy and possibly thundery, particularly in the northeast this afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 11 to 15 degrees.